Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour today, Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, joining us in this segment, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
I got your text message about needing some trees removed for the new location there, the south location. How did that go? Do you still need some help?
I'll tell you, social media responded wonderfully. So many great recommendations. I mean, we even had a few quotes come in just based on the picture, and one company even came in and looked at Google images, street view around to see those clump of trees. So we've got a lot of great information to go on to see who is going to be able to pull this thing down for us.
Excellent, excellent. And this is all part of the project. You're trying to get this done here this fall, or is this something you're looking at for springtime? What's the timing of it all?
Well, I'd love to have it done before the snow flies for this year to give us even more parking. That's really what we've got to do. These trees have to come down regardless for our new parking plan, which is one of the biggest complaints we had about that property. So that's what we expect, is hopefully as soon as possible. But if we have to wait till springtime, then that's what we'll do.
Very good, good, good. And how did things go with our friends over there at the Liquor Control Commission?
You know, they were great. I don't think they were on property more than a half of an hour. They come in, they check some IDs, they ask some questions, have a look at the place. You know, this is a real easy one for them to do because that place was already licensed before. I already obviously have a liquor license. So it's a lot of formalities, but obviously they've got to, you know, make sure that they're doing everything in accordance with the law. There are laws that actually dictate their conduct and my conduct leading up to these investigations and all this stuff. So long story short, everything is on track. It is submitted. It is before the commission. He says it could take up to 30 days, but we've got some friends in the government there to help us maybe push that along.
Excellent, excellent. Couple of text messages that I got from last week's interview. Again, wanting to know if you plan to give it a different name. How are you branding the new location compared to the downtown location? Clarify that for a couple people. They wanted to tell friends the right name, especially people that are downstate will be heading up north.
Yeah, that's a great question, and we get that a lot, and not just from our customers, but from our new vendors, right? So what is this place going to be called? So really what we're calling it, it is the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Right now we're kind of calling it Iron Pig South, or Iron Pig South Old 27. Eventually what's going to happen is that will be our main location. So we're slowly divesting away from Main Street. We'll have that location for a little while. So until further notice, that location is open downtown. I mean, right now we're getting ready to open up. So that location downtown will be open, and as soon as we can, I'm hoping before Thanksgiving, we'll have the South End location as well.
Very good, good, good. So basically, over time, the downtown location could possibly, I don't know, disappear, change, go into a different direction, and then it would just be the Iron Pig Smokehouse over there, all Old 27.
Yes, exactly. We've been downtown for 7 years, and we built up a great following here and built the traffic on this side of M32 here. And we don't necessarily want to just hand that over to anybody. We do have some good friends of ours that want to take over this space downtown, so we're working with them and our transition out with their transition in. And I guarantee you guys listening, you will love the food that's going to come in and replace Iron Pig.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We're going to keep Ian through the break. We've got some political discussions here on Election Day we want to get his perspective on. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Ian, I think what I'd like to do is start a tradition, election day prediction polling of the Iron Pig and its customers. You, obviously, on the ground, involved with the public on a daily basis. What is your overall sense of things there in the Gaylord area as you listen to folks speak at the bar and talk and overhear conversations? People have asked you opinions about different things. What is your sense of this particular election this year?
Well, I'll tell you, the overall sense I'm getting is involvement. People are involved, want to be involved. They're a little bit more educated, it seems like, about things that are on the ballot. I wish that our voters were this enthusiastic during midterms and some of these off-year things that get pushed through. You know, I love where people are at in this election. I just hope this enthusiasm renews everybody's faith in this one-of-a-kind system that has been created. And there are attacks on this system every single day, right? Trying to replace the Electoral College with national popular vote. I worry that the decades of indoctrination of basically not teaching civics in schools is starting to become a reality. When people are voting with their emotions and not necessarily on facts or good information, some of these things we're seeing right now, people are voting on their emotions, or they're voting based on the color of a person's skin or their sex or things like that. To me, that's idiotic. That is a complete step backwards for a lot of these movements. But what I'm hearing on the ground here in the restaurant is that people are asking questions. They want to know people's feelings on certain things, on certain issues. School board candidates right here in Otsego County is a big, big one. People are just afraid that we're on this precipice of that slippery slope that we will not be able to vote our way out of.
Now, have you vetted these school board candidates? Is there any particular slate or candidates that you personally are supporting there in the Otsego school board area?
There is a couple of candidates here, absolutely.
Are you wanting to make that public today?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely tell you, listen, we have a lot of great people on our school board. There are a few that seem to be really confused. But I'll tell you, Sarah Gapinski, she is on that board right now. She's got my vote. Newcomer Frank McClellan, he is a teacher with decades of experience, retired teacher, decades of experience. He's got my vote. And then DJ Szymoniak, who was one of the football coaches here at Gaylord High, he also has got my vote. All three of these people, I think, would do great things with our school board and simply listen and ask questions. That's what we need, is we need school board candidates and public servants that are willing to listen and then act on the will of the people.
Amen. Absolutely. And I know there's a couple of judgeship races going on in your county as well. I just got a text message from a Otsego County resident, not really sure who to vote for judge. I'm not sure which race she's referring to.
So real quickly, Kevin Hesselink has got my vote over here for the new probate judge. That was the one that my attorney, Dave Delaney, was running for. the other candidate there is our city attorney, Paul Slough. Good guy, smart fella, but he doesn't have, I think, half of the experience in the probate courts that Kevin Hesselink does. And then, of course, Andrew Fink and Patrick O'Grady at the Michigan Supreme Court level.
Yeah, I've been saying O'Grady and Fink, outfielder, OF, to people to remember.
Yep.
One other point, though, is there any particular millages or ballot bond proposals in your area? Because a lot of people are saying that, you know, there's bond issues almost everywhere. We're looking at a $32 million new jail over here in Antrim County. I know you guys have dealt with the jail situation over there. Mm-hmm. What's happening again this year in Otsego County?
There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of that, surprisingly. And I think that might be part of the reason is that, you know, we've defeated so many of those proposals lately that I think they're kind of waiting for a bit of a change to happen, maybe. But I do know that the jail, it is something that we do need to address, just not in the large fashion that they were trying to do before. I think most voters here would agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, we're looking at that same logic over here in Antrim. You know, we have a declining population in the county. Our prosecutor basically doesn't prosecute anybody. They, you know, they do plea deals with everybody, and the ones that they do try to prosecute, they end up putting them on ankle bracelets and sending them home. So why do we need the $32 million jail?
Yeah, we have a lot of issues over here in Otsego County. I don't even have time to get into it right now, but I was threatened with jail time, being ticketed and arrested and put in jail for moving cones downtown a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, this is just absolutely ridiculous. I thought we had an overcrowding jail. The chief of police says to me, well, that's why I said if I could pull some strings. And I said, well, I guess it's a good thing that you can't.
yeah,
it's just, and you know, we've got three police agencies right here in this town, an unsolved murder, retail fraud and retail theft is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
so we do have some issues here, but, you know, we've got to do it in a responsible way that the taxpayers, you know, are going to get behind.
Yeah, actually, I was in the Gaylord Walmarts, and I talked to the manager. He saw my radio shirt, and he came up to me and was talking to me, and I asked him about it. He said, man, the theft in that store is just unbelievable, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
what can they do with it? He said, you know, they come and they pick them up, process them, and he says, then I see them in the store 3-4 hours later.
Yeah, part of the other problem, too, is that these outlying communities, so here's an example. We had a gal in and out of the store over the summer here downtown, a couple of other stores. She was screaming, yelling. I mean, obviously mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Turns out she had, so a couple of other restaurants and business places had called the police, mainly because they were worried she was disrupting things a little bit. Come to find out, this woman had been put on a bus from Petoskey, had been doing the same things in that community over there. She was in and out of jail, had no facility for her, you know, specifically a mental health facility for her to be lodged in. So they basically gave her a bus ticket, and she wound up in Gaylord doing the same thing. So these people are very transient. It does happen. It's unfortunate. We just don't have the means to support these people and give them the mental health facilities and treatment that they really need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is going to happen on a national level, they're predicting a race being very close. It's going to come down to get out the vote efforts today. Any sense of that particular race, what you're feeling over there in the Gaylord area?
I think it's going to be really interesting. We had a watch party planned here tonight, but it sounds like the majority of the group that was planning that event alongside us, they're going to be out counting ballots tonight. So, you know, hopefully we can get the count in here in Michigan somewhat on time, I'm hoping. But, you know, people are cautiously optimistic. I think that a lot of us have seen things go the wrong way before when we all felt that they were going our way, so to speak.
Sure.
And I think we're all just a little bit wary of that, and we don't want a repeat of that and some of these other things. But I am cautiously optimistic. I have not gone to vote yet. I'm going to do that actually after we get done here. I like doing day of voting, and I'm a big advocate for making voting day a national holiday.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things Patrick Kobach spoke about on the show last week was, you know, vote last minute. Try to prevent them from knowing the vote totals and the trending and all that, and prevent them, you know, any hinky-panky from occurring with these stupid machines. Jocelyn Benson reporting that they have remotely fixed the glitch on these machines. And I have a very simple question, Ian. If she did it remotely, doesn't that mean they have access to the machines?
I mean, it's a pretty logical conclusion, isn't it?
I mean, she said it right in the story. Today, she first claimed it was nationwide. Dominion came out and reprimanded her on that statement. Sorry, no, it's only Michigan, your state. And now all of a sudden they fixed it remotely. So we'll see how that goes. Last quick question. I got follow up. They wanted to verify based on timing. You said earlier that you thought maybe by Thanksgiving we might be in a position to be open for business there in the South End. They're looking for Thanksgiving Day dinner. Do you plan to do that this year?
Absolutely. We will be doing that again this year, regardless if the new location is open or not. We will be doing it. We call it Friendsgiving. We will be doing that at least downtown, if not at the new location. We will be doing Friendsgiving this year on Thanksgiving. Absolutely, 100%.
Right, absolutely. Well, we want to know, because a lot of people this year said they have so many things going on, you know, Black Friday, preparing for sales and shopping and things like that. And actually this year they said a lot of family members from downstate do not plan to come up for Thanksgiving. So a lot of couples are saying, hey, we might be alone on Thanksgiving and looking for a place to go have a good meal with, you know, they don't have to make a big turkey just for two people.
You know, it's becoming more and more of a thing, and I don't know that I love it, because, you know, family time is so important. But obviously, as a capitalist, I do like being busy on Thanksgiving. But I'll tell you, I think a lot of it comes from the pandemic, when people were sort of forced to, you know, kind of segregate themselves a little bit. And I think that it's just been growing ever since then. And we started a really cool thing literally 4 years ago, with our Friendsgiving being open on that day. So I don't see why, you know, we shouldn't continue. We ask for volunteers. We don't make anybody come to work that day. Obviously, they get paid time and a half. And it always ends up being a great time, even for people that are working. So we encourage anybody that doesn't have family in town, come on out to Friendsgiving at the Iron Pig.
Yeah, very good, good, good. Let's see. One other. Oh, here another text message. Again, they said that they were looking for the size. They were wondering how large the new restaurant's going to be. They're looking at potentially, if you will be open, can they plan a Christmas party there?
Absolutely. So this restaurant technically seats 99 seats, just like downtown, but it is actually much bigger. We will be doing private parties. Obviously, we'll have the pavilion, which, you know, necessarily won't be conducive for a Christmas party necessarily. But absolutely, we will be booking Christmas parties.
Okay, good. How do they go about doing that?
So the best way is to go to ironpigsmoke.com and click on catering. And there is an events inquiry form right there. So write to ironpigsmoke.com, click the catering tab, and you'll see a black button that says events inquiry form.
Right. Excellent. Good deal. One other, question people are asking me all the time. You mentioned that because this is going to be a full service location, sit down dinner type of, ability with a waitress or waiter. Are you going to do an expanded menu? Will there be any additional items you're adding to the menu at this point?
Absolutely. So we're creating a completely separate dinner menu that will be available every night from about 4 o'clock till close. And on that menu, we're going to have things like new appetizers, for example, smoked crab cakes. We'll have peel and eat shrimp. We're also going to be doing every Friday, we'll have fish fry. We'll do Saturday prime rib. But we're going to bring in a couple of steaks. We're going to bring in pork shank. So the question is, yes, we will definitely have a completely separate menu. You can get our regular menu that is lunch and dinner right now with the Reubens and the pulled pork sandwich and the platters. That will also be available all day long. But then we'll also have this dinner menu with about 12 to 15 items on it that will be completely separate exactly for that purpose.
Excellent, excellent. Good deal. I think that's all the text message. My phone, every time I have you on, my phone blows up with questions. So
I've got one for you really quick, I can tell you.
Yes, sir.